The American Red Cross reports that although an estimated 38% of the U.S. population is eligible to donate blood, less than 10% of that eligible population actually donate each year. Donations at high school and college blood drives account for as much as 20% of the supply during the school year. But during the summer months, these donors are not as accessible. When vacations disrupt other regular donor schedules, we are faced with a summer blood shortage. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Despite many medical advances, doctors and researchers have not created a substitute for blood. It is not something that can be manufactured. It can only be supplied by donors. And this supply must constantly be replenished, not only because of how often it is used, but also because of how quickly it expires. The American Red Cross, which provides 40% of the nation's blood supply, estimates that every 2 seconds someone in the U.S. needs blood. This rate doesn't decrease during the lazy days of summer. When there is a blood shortage, elective surgeries such as knee replacements may be canceled. Transfusions can be deferred, and emergency patients may be rerouted to hospitals with better supplies, costing life-saving minutes. Blood donation typically takes less than an hour and is a simple 4-step process: registration, mini physical, donation, and refreshments. Consider making it a part of your summer plans. Find out more about the need for blood donors at krcu.org.